Oh, how's everybody today doing today?
I'm so good. Sean, how are great. You?
Are we actually doing this, or are we talking, are we having a business meeting about
when we're
doing cold opens?
I think we're rolling. We're literally rolling.
This is a
the
cold
listeners
open right now.
Are listening.
Okay, because yes. we're not doing another show for another couple weeks. So I'm just
right.
Anyway, welcome to SmartList.
SmartList.
Here it comes.
Smart.
Wait, what's sus mean? That's one of the new ones that kids are saying, right?
Not new. God, yeah, you're embarrassing yourself.
Riz is not new, right? That's a couple years old.
Really, really bad. Yep.
Is flexi a new one? You guys?
Flexi could be good. What's flexi mean? Like flexible?
Yeah. And then what did I hear was, zesty is gay. Is that right?
Zesty?
Is that
the new one? Sure, I never heard
something
that.
Something is zesty? Will? Have you heard the boys saying that?
Sorry.
Guys, I've got to keep up. We have to record soon. We're going to start the podcast. Listen, and I just want to make sure I've got my...
Watching you and hearing you get old in front of me is just astounding.
Yeah. You should have heard the sounds I made trying to get out of the bed this morning. Super old.
Like a rogue fart.
Just like, fuck it. I'm back.
Boy, you're going to wish I hadn't said that with our guest. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Respectable guest.
Yes, very respectable.
Let's start over.
She's very classy.
God damn it. I'm sorry, surprise guest.
No, it's good. And JB, I would say that you started me off on the whole, like, every time you would get out of your chair. By the way, not even when you were old. When you were like 33, you'd go...
You gotta make a sound to lock in the core.
I know, and somehow I got into that years ago. Yeah, you do. Hoi!
Chugi. Well, but you know what chugi is, right? Chugi is a word that kids use to describe someone or something that's outdated or trying too hard to be trendy or lacking originality.
Well, you're reading because you looked that up.
I just looked it up while you were talking. I was like,
yeah, but once you look it up, it's gone.
What was the prompt? Hey, what are the kids saying?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. That's what the prompt was.
Sean.
By the way, the other night at what's today? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
No, today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sunday, the center seat in the front row of the play, I could tell she was just a single ticket. Her head was cap not.
She was a narcoleptic. Hard to get a date.
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
She kept nodding off. And so at the bows, I pointed right to her and I mouthed and go, you gotta go nigh nigh.
Oh, shit, Sean.
I did. Really? I pointed right to her, the whole cast. We were laughing on stage. And I'm like, you gotta go nigh nigh.
Oh,
are you tight? Are you tie tie?
Oh. And was she embarrassed or did she give you the
looking
finger?
At me she just kept looking at me clapping.
Clapping.
And she, like, she didn't realize I'm looking right at her talking, but she didn't realize it.
Yeah, she probably has an issue picking up on social cues and
well,
grabbing
clearly.
Proper rest.
And definitely proper rest. It's like a very expensive nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
Did you maybe look at your performance?
How did she
I thought about the whole time.
Was she normal or was she chopped? Did she look chopped?
What's chopped mean?
Would you just look up?
Oh, you guys don't know chopped. Oh, God, what is chopped?
This is a real one. You kind of little busted up, little
You're
chopped.
Not even reading that.
No.
So did that come from Archie or Abel?
Listen, I'm, look.
No,
I'm
no, no, you're not getting.
Turned
you're not,
on.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in with the.
Who gave you that, Archie or Abel?
Dude, all of our friends, my friends and Archie's friends and Abel's friends, because we're all young dudes.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in the same friend group. Jesus.
And do you guys say, hey, this is a great new flavor of gum, you should try it?
Or you should hear it, is what I usually say.
Spit it out of your mouth.
I know. Fuck. I always forget that I've got it going on.
I know. Why do you always chew gum?
Oh, wait, is that the Nicorette gum? Is that what was on it?
Well, truth be told, I've got some Zyn. I've got the little nicotine pouch in.
Is that another word the kids are using?
Free pouches. Getting free shit, I like this David Power Bar, guys. No. The folks at David. I'm going to give you my address a little later in the side chat.
The folks at David, Sean, anything, so any kind of hot fudge or ice cream that you need to?
Haagen-Dazs. I love Haagen-Dazs.
Do you?
I do. I can't eat too much.
We like McConnell's. We like McConnell's.
Yes, we like McConnell's too. We like McConnell's as well.
A lot. Okay. We like them a lot. Right. And obviously, Hyundai, JMC. Yeah.
Do you want to hear a Reese's, quick, one a flight, quick joke?
Laura one Piana, flight. Rolex, or, and NetJets. Okay, guys.
Wait, do you want to wait? A real quick joke. A real quick joke. Ready?
So gross.
It's the worst. Go ahead,
I apologize, everybody.
A dwarf psychic just escaped prison.
Come on, really?
Yeah, there's a small, medium, at large.
There's a small, medium at large. I think you work on your reading of that.
Okay, I heard a really quick one. This guy's going down the road.
There he is.
Okay, and he gets to a T in the road, and he doesn't know which way to go. He's kind of lost, and he goes to the right. Sure. And all of a sudden, his car breaks down. He goes in front. He lifts up the hood. He's trying to figure out what's wrong, and he hears, it's the alternator. And he looks up, and there's a horse there. And he goes, what the hell? Talking to her. So he goes down, looks at the car again. He can't figure it out. And he hears, it's the alternator. He looks back at the horse. He's like, what the? So he tries the alternator, tightens a few screws, starts right up. And he goes, wow. So he's like, oh, man. So he drives to the nearest bar. He gets in the bar and he says to the barman, he says, give me a large brandy. And he just downs it. He says, give me another large brandy. And downs it. And the barman goes, ho, you okay, man? He goes, yeah. He goes, I was just driving here. I was lost. I hit a T in the road. I went to fix my car, and this horse, this talking horse, you know, I decided to go right, and I came upon this horse, and he said that it was the alternator. And he goes, oh, man, good thing you didn't go left. He goes, why? Because there's a horse over there that doesn't know anything about cars. Come on!
Come on, where are we going?
I know.
Are we going into fucking choke hell?
You didn't like that?
Because I'm already there. That
you didn't like
sucked.
That? There's a horse over there that doesn't know anything about cars.
Where's the punchline?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's fucking terrible. We're going to leave that in. We're not going to cut it because everyone needs to know that sometimes Will clanks it. Yeah. No, it happens rarely.
You didn't like it that one. Huh? I love it. I think it's cute.
Stupid.
All right. So our guest.
A couple of pieces of string walk into a bar. and they sit down on the stools, and the one piece of string says, the bartender says, give us a couple of beers. The bartender says, we don't fucking serve string in here. Mm-hmm. And the two pieces of string look at each other, come on, let's get out of here. So they walk outside, and one piece of string says, the other piece of string, quick, tie yourself around me. He goes, what are you doing? Just tie yourself around me, come on. Ties himself around me. They hop back in there, they jump up on one stool, and it says, give us a couple of beers. You go, hey, aren't you those two pieces of string I just kicked out of here? The guy says, afraid not.
Ah!
Okay. So that's up there with your shit horse joke, but it's slightly better. That's a little...
Good thing you didn't go left. There's a horse over there that doesn't know anything,
about cars.
Oh, Sean's laughing.
Oh, my God.
Sean's just having fun. Let's see if our surprise guest is enjoying some of this crap.
Imagine a horse. Imagine, like, okay, you know, and it, okay, so.
By the way, Franny is eating up Bojack. Oh, no, it's Maple. She's eating up Bojack Horseman.
Apparently, inappropriate you've for got, her age.
But she, apparently this is a great show. This is this is an animated show on the Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is it just getting going?
I tell you,
I haven't heard anything about
it. I tell you who's
it.
Been going for a long time is our guest.
Oh, okay. Nice.
She's worked with everybody we're talking, this is primo, A-list, iconic, she's going to hate me for saying this, but it's true, actor. She's worked with everybody from Pacino, De Niro, Nicholson. She's
Michelle
been nominated
Pfeiffer.
For three Academy Awards. You know, she's
how
been a queen, a Catwoman, a Dangerous Liaison.
What?
Yes, it's
how
Michelle
did you
Boom.
Know it so fast?
How did
I'm
you
good.
Get that?
I know.
Just,
how did you
I'm
get
connected
that so fast?
To the universe.
Michelle Pfeiffer, reveal
Michelle
yourself.
Pfeiffer.
Good morning. Oh, she's asleep.
She's so mad. Wait,
hey.
She's asleep.
So bored.
Good morning. What a pleasure.
Good morning. You got it so fast.
Yeah, well,
I know.
You know,
Jason,
there's
how did
not
you get that
many
seven?
Incredible
I said icon.
Icons yeah. in the world, it male or icon. Female. You're right mm-hmm. there at the top.
Hi,
wow,
Michelle.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Getting ready to go back to Montana.
Oh, for what?
For some more Madison.
More Madison.
Madison. Oh. So, Michelle, I wanted to start by saying, first of all, I had such a great time. I did a couple days with you on the Madison, which was super fun.
He came home and raved right. about you, Michelle.
Yes, I did.
He
that's
did. Right.
It was, you know, I
gushed.
Aw, fun? Wow. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Are we talking about Will as a scene partner?
No, no, Will
made
was great. And he was right. very,
so
yeah,
was the director
he was an
you had
amazing
issues with.
Scene. No, love the director, love the show, love the actors. Yeah. Yeah. It was just, our scenes were kind of grueling and yeah. we did a lot of takes.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of takes.
A lot of angles,
and we had it was heavy. It was just the two of us for about 2 days, yeah. and we're just talking at each other for 2 days. Right.
Was it only
was
two
it
days?
Like a contentious
I, or yeah. three, maybe
and
three?
And I was cursing at him, and
on behalf
throwing
of all
the
us,
F-bomb around, and
I appreciate you not actually using the word on this episode.
So, Michelle, I went all the way back. So in anticipation of having you on the show, which this has been a long time coming, and actually we were going to have you a long time ago, and then schedule and things that you know prevented us from having you a long time ago. And I've wanted to get into one of the things I loved when I look up, it says, and I wanted to ask you about this, your first television credit ever was Fantasy Island. Is that true?
Oh, no
yes.
way.
Ugh.
That's cool. And
what a dream.
I had one line.
No way.
I had one line on Fantasy Island, and I remember the line.
What is it?
And the line, and the episode was the Island of Lost Women.
Sure.
Okay.
I was one of the lost women, and we were all running around in togas.
Can I guess the line?
Pastel. Yes.
Here I am. No? No. And it was the closer? No. They went to credits after that?
No. That was the only episode that Sean skipped.
Yeah. I was like, boobs, I'm out.
It was, who is he, Naomi?
Wow. Who is he, Naomi? Yes, and were you referring to Mr. Rourke?
It was, who was it?
Herbie Villachez.
I can't remember who it was. Yeah. And and there were no men. I mean, the premise is there were no men on the island, and mm-hmm. so we were all lusting over this one man.
Mm-hmm. but you don't remember who that and mm-hmm. that was a guest star.
I don't. You could look. Well, did you do your homework? Did you look?
No,
at the
I
credits?
Did. Sorry, didn't say who you're
not on Wiki.
I mean, it did say it.
Wait,
it
now, didn't. Michelle, didn't they do a lot of that? Wasn't that done like on a back lot? At one of the studios?
It was
Universal back
then. I'm guessing
maybe?
It was Universal, but it could have been Warner Brothers.
You didn't fly to Hawaii or something, right?
No, yeah, uh-huh. right. No, uh-huh. They flew me to Hawaii. No.
Yeah, no.
No, but I do remember how exciting it was. Showed up for work and there was, you know, Honey Wagon.
Yeah.
All the rooms mm-hmm. there.
Well, you were at a Honey Wagon for sure with one line.
That's for it. Sure.
Sean,
you're lucky to even...
Can you just tell Tracy real quick, Sean's going to explain to his sister.
Yeah, Honey Wagon is it's a trailer where you as an actor, you hang out before while they're yeah. working on...
But
yeah.
it's not divided, a full trailer.
And it's divided up into small rooms.
Very, very small rooms, and they put you in there like a veal.
Yes.
It's just enough room to turn... You can go to the restroom, brush your teeth, and change your shoes all sitting on one
And what
seat.
More does one need, yeah. honestly? Right.
Nothing.
It's very efficient.
But I was very excited because I looked up and there was my name and a star.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
They knew.
They knew. Well, so tell me what... By the way, it's so nice to see you. I think we met a long, long, long time ago, but...
She doesn't
just
remember.
In passing. No, she doesn't mm-hmm. remember. But this is the first time I've gotten to talk to you, so it's such a pleasure. And what was that like before Fantasy Island, had you been pursuing it? How did you fall into it? Like, how did you get that first job?
I had taken theater in high school to avoid mm-hmm. having to yeah. take an English class. I think it was grammar that I was avoiding. and so I sort of fell into it, and I thought all the theater people were just kind of, you know, geeky.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, for sure they are.
And anyway, I just fit right in. And yeah. I just sort of fell in love with it. And then anyway, graduated. I didn't think I would ever, in my wildest dreams, become an actor. I just wasn't a part of that. I'd never met an actor. I'd never met a famous person. And
your family, was there was no sort of acting connection in your family
nothing.
At all? Nothing.
In fact, my dad was not thrilled at the notion of me doing
Where were you? Where did you grow up?
In Orange County, not that far away from L.A. Anyway, so I was working at Vaughn's Supermarket.
I love it. Yeah.
And
checkout. Yeah.
Wow. And I wasn't a very good checker. I could never balance my cash register.
Yeah, and those are the days where you had to type in the price.
Yeah,
and you didn't just scan stuff.
Those were the days, right? Yeah, way back then.
Get some skills. Now, did you not go to college and like study up on some, you know, tangible something you could really rely on, like a real? Or were you just like, I'm all in, and if this doesn't work, I'm going back to slinging melons.
I had started a trade school. I was doing court reporting.
Really?
Wow.
And that made me crazy in the head.
Yeah.
Because you have to sort of learn a whole new language.
Yeah.
And then you have to type it out like this.
What is stenographer?
Stenographer.
Yeah. Wait, so you know how to do that?
Not anymore. But what would happen was after about a year of studying that, every time I would talk to people, my hands would start going like this.
Really?
And my brain is I'm transcribing every single thing.
And it's not a QWERTY keyboard, is it? It's a totally different
you have to learn a completely different language.
It's a fully different language. Did it help you memorize dialogue going forward?
No. I mean, maybe.
Good question, though,
Thanks. Really I was just thinking it would be funny. I wonder if you ever lost a job. You know, you said you took acting because you didn't want to do this grammar class, and I wonder if you ever lost a job. They're like, we really wanted to hire her, but her grammar was terrible.
Yeah.
She doesn't speak good.
I've been, since you popped on our little screen here today to talk, it's really hard for me to hold. I have, Grease 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Oh, and I'm sure you get it all the time, and I'm so sorry, but me and my sister watched it 1,000 times. I know every word, song. My sister and I.
Who else is bad?
Michelle was about to correct
Anyway, it was a huge part of my childhood, Grease 2. And we would just watch it over and over and over again. And I know every line of dialogue and every word. So it's really cool that you were
What's
part
your favorite
of my,
part in the film?
Isn't that cool? Like, I think one of my favorite parts of the film is A Girl for All Seasons because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll be your girl for all seasons.
And I'm dressed
all
as
the year three. Yeah.
As a Christmas tree.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sean, how many times have you reenacted Cool Rider on a ladder?
1,000 times.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to see.
You know, there's somebody online who did that actually, and I reposted it.
Oh, really?
There's a guy who reenacts every scene.
Do you get that a lot in your life that people just know? It's like a cult, like, classic. Like, people...
Yeah.
Is that the thing people do the most from Grease 2? Like, going outlandish and recreating stuff?
You mean...
Like, do people come up and quote lines or is that the one that people go, oh my God, I love, like, Sean, like, sort of fanboying out?
That is... that's a big one. And I guess probably, and then you've got all the people quoting Scarface, which
is crazy.
Scarface. But mostly they're quoting Tony Montana, not really me. And Fabulous Baker Boys.
Of course.
What about that, Sean? Have you sung on top of a piano?
Of course. I took a nap on top of a piano.
Oh, my God. I remember when that movie came out. I love those guys, too, is so much. I love Bo and Jeff Bridges. What great dudes. And, I mean, just the best. That movie was so good,
the
Michelle.
The best.
And we will be right back.
And now back to the show.
Michelle, like you could go on and on and on with all of the incredible things that you have done. Do you take the time ever privately to kind of give yourself a little pat on the back for the longevity, the amount of time you have spent in a relevant position in an industry that's famous for its unpredictability and it's so sort of fickle, and like you have been incredibly well respected and sought after for probably 5 times longer than your average actor or actress. It's admirable.
I find it. First of all, no, I don't.
You should.
I'm always surprised actually to hear people say that. But I also find today it's really hard to feel relevant in any way because it does feel like, so spread out. You know,
everybody's famous.
Everybody's sort of getting their 15 minutes and you kind of, so it doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't feel that way, honestly.
Right, but it turns out, it seems like there's certainly enough room for you, right? You are still doing that which you want at the pace that you want, it seems, from the outside.
I mean, you've got three, you've got the Madison, you've got your show on your Apple TV, you've got a movie coming out as well, right, for Amazon. Like, you're busy.
Well, I'm a little too busy. I didn't really plan this. Look, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because I love acting. I've never lost. In fact, I probably enjoy it more now than I ever have because...
Really?
Yeah, I'm sort of more relaxed with it. I actually didn't, you know, when I had all of this work, plus I have a fragrance company that I founded like 7 years ago. And so, it's, you know, at a time when I wasn't working all this much, so I don't really have time to be thinking about anything but the task at hand. But when I had all these acting jobs coming up, I thought, okay, how are you going to manage this and have a life? Because that hasn't always been easy for me. I'm a all or nothing kind of girl, and when I approach things, and I always like taking on challenges, and then I get into it, and it's sort of sink or swim. And for whatever reason, I kind of feed on that. Maybe not so healthy. I don't know. But so my approach has been, this gets back to why am I enjoying it more now than ever, is I don't have time to, nor the desire to go that deep for that long and not be present. You know, I realize, you know, I have a finite amount of time left and I might announce on this show that I became a grandmother last year.
Excellent. Well done. That's awesome.
I've been very quiet about it, and it is
the greatest. It's right? Heaven.
It's heaven. It's ridiculous. It's
congratulations, by the way. That's pretty cool.
And if I had known that I was going to be a grandmother, I wouldn't have taken on so much work. But I've enjoyed everything, and I'm really grateful. I mean, I love each of these projects, and. So what the weird thing is that sort of giving up that angst about the process has freed me up, and I feel in some ways has made me better.
You mean the angst about the process of actually studying to play that character, doing the research, yada, yada. Yeah.
I have to know this, and I have to...
And no longer.
You know, and I have to free... I have to personalize this, and I have to, you know... And yes, there's a certain amount of that you have to do, and that's important.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and then you start, though, but there's something amazing... For me, about showing up, and it's about discovery.
Yes, and also I bet you bring more of yourself now than ever before. Is that correct?
Yes, I think you might be right. You might be right.
That's a first.
For better or worse, Sean. For better or worse, Sean.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it makes you fearless, more fearless.
Yeah, I'll bet, Michelle, you would say for better... Right, because if we're doing things correctly, which it sounds like you are, you become a better and better version of yourself as you get older, and as an actor, the sort of by consequence, you're bringing more interesting abilities to pretending to be other people. So I'll bet your work has gotten even better. Right? I mean, do you watch your own stuff? I mean, can you allow yourself to watch yourself and go, that's a little bit better than what I did 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Or
it's hard for me to like my work and watch it. And that's the other thing is I used to see every day's daily, the work before, had to see what I was doing, had to see where I was at, had to know, do I need to make a shift? Do I need to? And
you don't do that
anymore? I just don't anymore.
Yeah. What happened? When did that change?
It gradually started shifting. Actually, that was a while ago because I was just torturing myself.
So you didn't like what you were seeing, or you got more confident in, oh, you know what? I keep checking, but it's fine.
Or were you doing it to punish yourself on a certain level, do you think? Is that what you mean?
I'm just super critical.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So then you left it and you're like, I'm just going to be mean to myself, so I don't even want to look.
No, mean to my, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because I know no matter what I see,
yeah,
I'm going to
find the negative.
I'm going to find the negative, and I'm going to show up the next day and do it the best way I know how.
Anyway,
I'm always going to give 110%. I'm not going to.
Well, I guess the danger of looking at it and caring and is if you start watching that and you start relying on that, you run the risk of dragging that and your opinion of that to the next day. And it affects what you do, not in the way that's constructive, but potentially going, oh, I want to avoid this, 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 and this. And now you're in some weird loop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the other thing about it, too, is that then you become, rather than something happening spontaneously because you're just going with your instincts and you're in the moment, you start copying yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really good. That was a really good moment.
Ah, and you try to regenerate it.
And then you're not in the moment anymore, which is what made it so good.
Yeah.
And also what could have made it so bad. But you know that thing about like a painter, like when you paint, sometimes you go, okay, but those moments where you missed led to the good moment. And it's like a painter, it's the same thing, because I paint and you have your painting and you have an idea and you start painting and then you make a mistake. Mm. And then you have to go about, how am I going to fix this? Well, you don't have a plan how to fix it because you didn't plan on making a mistake. So now you have to just figure that out. And it ultimately, typically will end up being the favorite part of your painting. And so I think when you're creating, I think that's all part of the process. And so just...
I love that you paint. Like, of course you paint. You couldn't be cooler. Yeah. Everything you say is just that one thing's cooler than the next. Wait, Michelle, you work
with... Oh, by the way, I have a fragrance called Dave.
Dave.
Come on.
Dave.
Well, maybe Dave should meet the David Power Bar.
maybe they should be friends.
Double Barrel Power Bar out of here. We're talking about Michelle's fragrance. What is wrong with you?
Well, I do think before we move on, we should, Sean, I really think you should track down the gal in the front row and ask her how you can fix your mistake. You know, straighten out your performance and stop putting people to bed.
I totally will do that.
Wait, Sean, can't you get in serious trouble? Like, if you're on the stage and you break and you like start talking to the audience, isn't that sort of like a
turn the curtain call? You're fired.
Oh, he hit fuck it 10 years ago. Don't worry.
He's been trying to get fired off Oscar for it.
No. I noticed her dozing off for the first hour of the play while I'm in it.
And then
I waited till the end of at the bows when everybody's clapping.
You know, wasn't in the middle of your performance.
No.
Was it the applause that woke her up?
I think it was the applause that woke her up.
Sean, when
I come next week, I'm going to bring a pillow. It sounds like that's what I need to do. Wait, Michelle, I was going to ask you, you've worked with so many great directors over the years. I mean, some of the all-time greats. And was there a time when you were just director-driven? Has that shifted? Like, what do you look for when you're deciding now?
Director is super important. I mean, initially you just want a job, and then once you start getting work, and then it's like obviously just choosing the best of what is put in front of you, and hopefully you're able to get, you know, pickier and pickier as you go along. And then, when you're in a position of where you have that kind of choice, it's a tough one. Like, is it script? Is it director? I mean, I've seen really talented directors make, I would not, maybe masterpieces, but great films out of not so great scripts.
Yeah.
And then I've seen maybe in the wrong hands, a really great script.
Director is so important.
In some ways, I think I would, if I had to choose, I would say director. And then I think the part is, you know, does it kind of just speak to you? I mean, for me, if I can hear it. Right. I can hear it. I can see it. I'm very visual.
Does it matter if it's the lead or 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 down the call sheet? If it's a directed vehicle.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Now you're getting into honey wagon territory.
You know, I recently have, especially like, you know, working on a Marvel movie or something, and you have a tent on the stage, and you're in a costume, you can't pee, you know, you can't go to the bathroom in, unless you, and it's... You know, I've had to beg for a honey wagon sized room. Sure, I'm like, I just need a place to go sit and work on my stuff that has a little tiny toilet, you know?
Right.
Couldn't have been happier, so.
Let me ask you something. This might be like we don't have to go there if you don't want to, but having your breadth of work over literally decades, like amazing work, one after another, have you seen a change for the better in either roles for women from the beginning of your career to now, or how being a woman in the business has changed at all? Have you experienced any of that yourself? Or have you just been like, no, I've just been sailing along.
Before you even answer that, here's one thing that I just find incredibly impressive about you, and you don't have a lot of company in this. You have been able to have your talent as an actor overshine your extraordinary beauty from day one.
Absolutely.
Extends into, you know, I would imagine so many interesting roles now. As one gets older, the roles get better. And since you never traded just on your looks, end of relevance there. Like, it was always about the talent with you.
That's
and
right.
The looks
that was so delicately walked through and so impressive.
You're so close to trouble on either side.
I know.
He is teetering. Narrow. I'm like, he is so teetering on the edge.
Did I make it? Did I shut up in time?
Okay. So impressed. Wow.
I was just more to the point.
It was beautiful.
I was going to say, I was just
how does it
say,
feel being an aging actress in Hollywood? Why don't you just say it, Sean?
No, not Michelle, I was going to say that I think that you're even cooler than you are beautiful, which is saying a lot. That's
the truth. I always feel like I'm such a nerd. You're very, very cool.
No, I just like pick your scandal in the news over the last 40 years about this business that we're all in, and a lot of the times it has to do not all the time, but a lot of it has time to do with women, and how they've been mistreated.
It's so bad.
And so I didn't know if you could speak to that.
Sean, are you trying to get headlines for us?
No.
Can you get out of the dark water and get into the shallow turquoise?
We just got out of the deep end, Sean. Diving back in.
All right.
Wow, that was a lot to unpack, guys. Where do you want me to start?
This is your time.
How are the roles seem to you? Better or worse?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're better, but they're way better. There's so many. And mainly that's due to television and streamers, and there's just... The bad news is there's like a ridiculous amount of content out there, and
maybe too much.
You don't know what to watch.
A lot of it not so good, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's always been the case, right? In our industry, and now, I feel like I just feel like so much of the good work, like the majority of the good work, is being done by women. I mean, extraordinary work. Women and on television.
I agree.
And so it's keeping us all working. And then I also feel like in terms of performers and entertainment, there has never been a bigger appreciation for women of my age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting. And I've seen...
But that's what I kind of mean. It's like, I don't think that was the case 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
That and you couldn't do TV and movies.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Right, right. Let alone That's a great point.
You couldn't do a commercial. God forbid you should do some. You should sponsor a product or something. You will never work again in the movies.
That's right.
Like Michelle, like when you were making like let's say like 88. It was 88. You made Dangerous Liaisons, or and you're making all the and you're getting nominated. So you're nominated for an Academy Award, and then you call your agent. You go, I'm going to do this TV series. They'd be like, what? Are you out of your mind?
You're right.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And not even that long ago, you know, I remember like about, maybe it was 10 years ago. I was talking about, I got offered some TV show. And I went, well, you know, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. And they're like, no, you know, if you do TV.
Really?
It was
got to be Woody, something really special.
It was Woody and Matthew McConaughey with True Detective. I remember was the big like, oh, wow. These guys are.
Oh, they changed
I think McConaughey had just won the Oscar, like 5 months earlier for Dallas Buyers Club, maybe. Yeah. That was like, what the fuck is going on? I really feel like that was. And before that, obviously Fincher doing House of Cards on Netflix too, like just sort of launching streaming as a place where filmmakers go. So, yeah, it is really exciting. You don't think it was me doing
the sitcom The Millers after I did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Well, maybe it's. And let me tell you something. This BoJack thing that I'm hearing is coming on soon, right? Is
I feel so responsible. When you say there's tons of bad stuff, I'm like, God, I'm so responsible.
Oh,
so
trust
much of
me. Trust me.
We've all got our
trust me. I've done my share of bad stuff.
So now you're sitting here. You're kind of in the catbird seat because you get to kind of pick and choose. You can do whatever you want. You can do TV and film, and you've got a new appreciation for it. And you've, as you said, you've kind of relieved the pressure of making yourself crazy. So when you look at, and I guess now being a grandparent, now you're a grandmother.
Domestic life is at its zenith.
Is life work balance the most important? Is that the first decision?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it obviously wasn't when I committed to do all this work. Yeah. I didn't know I was going to be a grandmother then. And, you know, I thought, wow, it's my time now. I can go do what I want to do. And
yeah.
We'll be right back.
And back to the show.
How good are you and your husband at working out this balance? Because that's a tricky part too. Because you're both incredibly busy.
And he's very busy as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, for my sister, for Tracy.
Yeah.
Please, Sean.
Yeah. For my sister, who might not know, your husband is David Kelly.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I gotta say, he's been amazing. And I said to him when again all this work was coming up, I'm like going to Montana and Texas for 4 months out of the year. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this unless you're with me. And don't say you're going to be with me and then come for like a couple weeks and then go away from it. No, you're with me.
Yeah. Right.
And he's been with me.
Really?
I couldn't have, because he can write anywhere.
Right, but he's doing much more than writing. He's directing, he's producing, he's doing different stuff.
Show running.
He doesn't direct.
Well, by proxy at times, yes. Maybe. No. I mean, well,
no,
he's pretty.
I just worked with him.
Yeah.
For the first time, really, on Margo's Got Money Troubles, and I did. It was so fun, and I was very. Cool. I've never been really eager to work with him because I so cherish my marriage, and sometimes that's the kiss of death to work together. And don't be on the cover of People magazine together because you'll be divorced next year.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, I mean, how many times have we seen that?
Right. So it was nerve-wracking as it approached. Yeah. Did you guys lay down any sort of like, listen, this is how you could trigger me if you do this, and
if,
I know
if
that
the door
I
to my honey wagon is closed.
Well, yeah. He sort of set a boundary early on.
Mm-hmm.
When I was asking maybe too many questions. And
do you really think she'd say that, David?
And he's like, you know, I think that's a good question for the director.
Oh, no.
After he did that a couple times, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Got it.
Uh-huh. I get it. That was actually really good. But the truth is, this character is so well written. It's like, oh, I was born to play this part.
Really?
She is like a Real Housewife of Fullerton wannabe. I grew up in Orange County.
Yeah.
I love her. Her name is Cheyenne, and she works at Bloomingdale's in the cosmetics department.
That's brilliant.
And single mom, Elle.
Clearly,
Elle Fanning is my daughter.
I didn't get it. Yeah.
No. You can move on, Cheyenne.
I just found out.
Anywho, so it was, and also, gosh, how often do you get to work in Los Angeles and stay home?
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys live. Will, I don't think you're...
Are you shooting? You're not shooting. I thought you were going in Montana at shooting.
But I'm not shooting right now.
Okay.
I'm going to Montana.
When you worked with David, it was in L.A.?
It was in L.A.
Right.
Got it. Okay, great.
So, Michelle, I sometimes I do this and I ask people who have, as Sean said, such a wide, sort of huge breadth of work. Is there a role, is there a... Not a role. Maybe a role. Role and or film that you did of one of these great films. Is there one? Do you have a favorite? And it's okay.
I don't. I have a few that are of my favorites. But then it's bad if I don't mention some. And then the director's going to be like, oh, you didn't mention mine.
Let's assume that you love them all. Let's assume you love them all, but you love one.
You know, there's the film that I actually love the most. And then there's the performance that maybe I don't hate.
Right.
And then...
We want this.
There's the experience. We want
all three
of those.
All three.
Okay.
I like all three of those.
Experience would be, I think, a toss-up of Married to the Mob and honestly Margot's Got Money Troubles. It was just a ton of fun. And my favorite film, maybe Baker Boys, maybe.
Yeah.
I gotta check that. I've never seen that.
And
so good.
Might be my favorite performance as well.
Double dip.
As well.
Might be.
So famous, too.
Don't you think that would make a great sequel? Like, Where Are These People?
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. That's a great idea.
I can't get Steve to do it, so.
Well,
anyway.
Just say David will take care of it.
Yes, he did.
Can I just nerd out just for a second?
Are we going back to Greece too?
Yeah, let's Greece go back too. Just because I never just like a couple Greece. Questions because I'm never going to happen again in my life.
Sorry, Michelle. This is where we take questions from fans. Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
What was it like knowing how big the first one was, and then were you like scared to do this to be in the sequel? Like to be like, oh my God, Greece was such a massive thing. No, come on. It was a big deal to me as a kid.
No, it's a really good question. And of course, I was terrified. And
yeah, but you were so good in it.
Look, it's John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and it was, the first one, and it was amazing and such a cult following and so successful. And then you got me and this kid, Mac, they don't know who we are, and they're taking out ads that say too hot. And I'm like, don't say that. What if they don't think I'm hot? Okay.
Yeah, well,
like, don't tell them I'm hot. Anyway. So it was.
Was it fun to make?
Yeah. Dancing and singing. I do love to dance and I love to sing, but
Sean, stop sweating.
I don't.
It's so, we can see you sweating.
We can see the towel just below the frame,
God,
Sean.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Cool it off, man.
As soon as she mentioned Maxwell Caulfield, it just exploded.
By the way, I bought it for you, and then I stayed for Maxwell.
Yeah, a couple bars.
It was really more about Maxwell.
Name a song. Right. I know I have a lot of words.
Opener. Yeah. Yeah. Give us the opener, Sean.
Medley.
What's the opener? What's the opening song? School's Out for... No, is it school? It was about a school. Oh, God, I can't remember.
The Ramones, isn't it? School's Out for Summer?
No, it was this. It was this.
This.
That's right.
Shaking it up.
That's right. It was. I still
have my bowling ball.
No, you don't.
I do, and the bowling ball case.
We're gonna score tonight. We're gonna rock. We're gonna roll. We're gonna bop. We're gonna bowl. We're gonna score.
Oh God,
I
love it.
Well
now,
done,
Michelle. Do you grab a little keepsake from every single job?
Yeah.
Not always. Yeah. Sometimes there's.
Do you have the dress from Baker Boys?
You know, I don't.
Oh, you gotta get that dress.
I have some of the costumes from Married to Mom. I don't always keep them because... Yeah.
What about a script?
They just take up room.
Do you keep the script?
Like, I keep my scripts.
Okay, so you've got a stack of them like on a wall somewhere? Do you have them like bound and stuff like that?
No, they kind of got mildewy.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to clean
them. Do you archive stuff?
No, I just, no.
No.
I just don't have time.
Yeah. It's all up here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that you don't. I do want to follow up before we let you go because Jason obviously has
a time crunch.
He has a time crunch.
He's got to get out, man.
Because he's got to get up.
And no, Jason, by the way, I was meaning to say, I'm sorry. Maybe are you going to a doctor to address your gastrointestinal issues?
Yeah. Well, you know, just when I get the back is so stiff when I get up in the morning, it just sometimes the valve gets a little loose.
And, I understand. Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Michelle understands. Okay? We're all chopped a little.
We're all chopped, baby. We're all chopped.
We're all chopped.
That's a good t-shirt. We're all chopped.
We're all
great
chopped.
Show. Yeah. Great show, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, Will, you had a killer closer. Go ahead.
No, not a killer closer, but I just want to ask you because we briefly touched upon Scarface that became this huge, of course, iconic film, Brian De Palma. You and Al Pacino.
Care for it.
We have a rogue Italian critic in the back of the theater in the process of getting
finally
kicked out.
Finally, a question about Scarface. you couldn't have imagined, I imagine, what the cultural impact that Scarface had and continues to have to this day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. it's phenomenal, right?
We're talking about remaking it, right? Or doing another
one? I think they're... I did hear something about that. Was it a television show or was it a new movie? I forget, but that was a couple years ago. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It comes up every once in a while. I think Universal and Anton Fuqua, but, maybe?
I mean, I didn't have any idea it would become sort of a cultural phenomenon in the way that it, and in the way that it did too. It became this sort of cult kind of following and... So, and that was really intense for me. I think I want to say the shooting went on for 6 months. It went over like a couple of months and I was playing a coke addict. So I was not eating.
Oh yeah.
And I kept getting skinnier and skinnier and
Jason, anything?
The crew were bringing me bagels and kind of
we're going to have to reshoot about 20 pages. Will you please eat something?
Well, and then the scene at the end, you know, where she's in the restaurant and like kind of strung out and at her worst, kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed.
Uh-oh.
And that was the scene where I really wanted to look my worst. Anyway, and it was also very, other than Mary Elizabeth, Master Antonio, like we were the only women and it was these, you know, it was like guys, you know, it was like, and gangster guys and, you know, machismo and they were all kind of, you know, a little bit in character all the time. And
Brian De Palma, right?
So, and Brian, And I was 20, I was so young. I mean, again,
you're
the last
20
credit.
Years old?
I was 23. I think the last credit I had was Grease 2.
Wow.
And I just didn't have a lot of experience under my belt, and I was terrified.
Wow.
Every night, I was terrified.
Mm. A lot of that was in Florida, right?
A lot of it was in L.A.
Oh, yeah?
Most of it was in L.A. on stage, and we did some Florida stuff, yeah.
But terrified because of the newness of your career, yeah?
I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel like I had the chops. I didn't have any experience behind me. I had zero confidence.
Yeah.
And Al will admit this. He didn't really want me for the part. And I auditioned, I think, for a couple of months for it. And I knew he didn't want me going into it.
Really?
Huh. And... one of my favorite stories is when I actually made him bleed during my screen test.
How so? Wait, how so?
I think don't you want to just end there?
No.
What a cool story.
It's a good cliffhanger.
God damn it.
Okay, so I'll try to make it brief. So I'm having to audition. First of all, I come in, I do a great reading for Brian De Palma and the casting director. And I was like, it just was a good... It just happened to be good.
Right.
Then they want to bring me back to meet Al. And anyway, over the course of 2 months, I just get worse and worse and worse because I'm just afraid.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the end, I'm bad. And I don't blame him. He just is like, I'm bad. And Brian finally comes to me and says, "When you know, doll, it's just not going to work out." I'm like, "I know, man. I'm sorry." Because Brian really wanted me.
This is what's wrong with the audition process. Is it just the stakes get so high you can't do good?
Yeah, as disappointed, well, you know that fear is the worst, is an actor's enemy. Yeah. It just is completely undermines you. So as much as disappointed as I was so happy to be done with it. So like at least a month goes by and I get a call. They want to bring me into screen test.
Ooh.
And I'm like, So I show up and I don't even give a shit because I know I'm not getting this part.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
that's when you get them.
That's sexy indifference.
So I show up. Huh? It was my best work of the film.
Of course.
And it's that restaurant scene where I explode at the end and I swipe the table of the dishes and glasses break, the dishes break. Cut. There's blood everywhere.
Uh-oh.
And they all run over to me
to
see where I've cut myself.
Yeah, your hands.
Well, I didn't cut me. I cut Al.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I thought, well, there goes that part.
And he's just staring at you.
Anyway, actually, I think that was the day he was like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Your womb.
I think, she's not bad. So,
Charlie, yeah. And so, wait, wow. So was it, did you cut him bad? And
I think I cut him in the finger or something.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you went for it.
That's why. Yeah. I love that.
Wow.
There's the lesson.
Yeah.
You gotta give a little less shit.
Yeah, and if I went for it more, people wouldn't fall asleep in the front row.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly,
and once you
Sean,
start breaking some
safe.
Glass, you know, make them say hello to your little friend.
Make sure the front row's bleeding, Shawnee. Come on.
Yeah. Okay,
so before you show up, you know, to do your performance, just that's your mantra. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. I'll cut
him. Oh, don't worry. You watch
just
the
cut him. I'll cut him. Yeah.
While he's chewing.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you. We have taken up, again, way too much of your time.
And honestly. Jason is late for his meeting. Thanks, guys.
That's all right.
This was really fun.
It's
Michelle,
all right.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
Huge You're just pleasure the greatest. For me, too.
You're
yes.
the greatest.
Huge.
It's such a thrill.
Such an honor, truly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Have a great rest
all right.
of the day.
Okay.
Till I see you again. Bye.
Am I supposed to stay on? Am I supposed to do something?
You
save
slam
something?
Your laptop closed in disgust.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Well.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So I pulled it off, huh? I pulled
pretty,
out a pretty,
pretty, pretty nice.
No.
Did that
kidding.
Cost you any money? Like you gotta pay to get guests like that.
No, I mean, God, how great is she? How
I
cool
love
is she?
Her.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean,
I am cool.
Aside
I'm cool.
from the,
she's great.
Did I seem nervous?
No. That is wow. What a cool lady.
Aside from the talent and the looks and the everything she has, she's just cool. A cool hang.
And like so down to earth. So cool. Just it's just amazing. Got it all. And Jason, you did put it really well, which is like, or was it one of you talking about?
It was probably me.
About how she's such a great performer. She's such a great actress that is the thing that shines through.
Yeah, you always went for the acting, and the beauty was just a great little sidecar. As opposed to, there are some actors, male and female, that people do go to see, like, look, I want my handsome movie star, you know, like, and I just want to, you know, and then. And then you leave, and it's like, you know, there was no performance stays with you, but you like the eye candy. She's just she's an incredible actor.
Do you think that was okay that I brought up Grease 2 so much?
We'll cut that out.
Yeah.
All of it? Most of your stuff.
By what measure do you mean okay? Like it was embarrassing?
I couldn't tell.
Embarrassing for you, and it was awkward for her.
She was clowning you the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was so huge to me as a kid.
No, we don't need more. We don't need more. No, I'm actually jealous I never saw that one. I saw the first Grease 7 times in a row, just sitting in my theater chair with my sister.
Just a couple weeks ago?
Out in the valley. This was, we were probably 11, 12, something like
that. Were you like sharing a bag? What was going on?
The only reason we left is because the lighter ran out of butane. So we're like, well, let's get the fuck out of here. This is out in the West Valley in the early 80s. And it was cheap. Stuff was cheap.
So, yeah. There's no way, there's no other reason you would stay and watch it 7 times in a row.
Oh, the theater's cool. You don't want to be sweating while you're tweaking out there in the valley. It's like, let John and Olivia just kind of serenade you while you just...
Watch it again. Watch it again. Watch it again.
That is hilarious. Oh, and you watched it that many times before you said...
Oh, God. I had a hard ass before I turned to my sister
and I
said...
It's like somebody grabbed the wheel of a bus. Like somebody, a passenger, reached up and grabbed the wheel.
My stop!
What, say goodbye?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Sean, if you were to say bye in a Grease type of song.
Oh, here we go.
How would that? Bye.
Everybody knew their role.
Yeah.
Everybody knew their role.
Smart.
Smartless is 100% organic and artisanally handcrafted by Bennett Barbaco, Michael Grant Terry, and Rob Armjarf.
Smartless.